The future, the past, and the present walked into a bar. Things got a little tense. Yes? No? Got it? Okay, so I want to make sure you're still with me. I don't want to lose you in the first minute here. And so our focus today is the importance on the present. We read this morning how Jesus was to come to bring fire. To bring fire. In reference to the emergence and the coming of God's kingdom. Equip with fire to ignite change. The flame will consume all the present realities of that day and age. The Roman occupation, the wealthy and arrogant priests, the agenda of the Pharisees with all their laws and regulations comes to ignite and bring change. And the kingdom is to be kindled. As Jesus says, he wished it were already stirred up so that the glowing reality of the kingdom would be in the present day. And so we read about how Jesus says this is the movement in which he is fully and completely submerged. He is anointed in baptism for this task, for this purpose. A movement that will indeed bring divisiveness. Because it breaks from all the realities to which the people are so easily accustomed. They will no longer follow the paths that were before them. The paths that had been presented. The paths that had been accepted. The paths that once travel, then realize it's not where you want to be. For the kingdom of God is at hand. It's the appointed time. It is the right time. It is the season. And opportunity is now given to discern, to recognize, to identify with the present movement. And in the moment now, we are to take action. Not let the opportunities pass from us. But to focus on the present. The question is asked, when is the best time to open a gift? In the present. And we are to bring part of the kingdom, for it is a gift. It is to be our mindset to see the moment before us. We are to leap upon these moments, as one author put it. Not let them pass. If you're a parent, you know that your children go through different stages. In the very early ages of children, the parent is looked upon as a superhero. And then as that child gets older, the parent now becomes the supervillain. And then as a child gets older still, the parent then has the power of invisibility. We are to be visible in the moment, which challenges us in many different ways. We are to be open to the unknown, the possibilities that are presented, whatever presents itself. Now this is threatening to us. We're prone to hold back. perhaps question rather than act or respond. Yet there is a calling to be of use in a mission, to bring the goodness of God's kingdom in all that we do, in our words and in our actions. And we are to challenge the words and the actions of those around us, those things that are contrary to the mission of which we are a part. And we are blessed to be a blessing. Not just a reservoir. We're not just here to accumulate, but rather we are to be a channel or a conduit. Be a blessing. A wealthy contributor once said that when he dies, he hopes that the last check that he writes will bounce. For then he had emptied himself of all that he had to offer. And as being on this mission, we are to go outside our own personal kingdoms. And yes, we do have those. We are to go outside to focus on our personal careers, on our own personal financial security, our education, and even our family. So yes, there will be division, as Jesus said. There will be division because we go outside of those personal kingdom issues and challenge ourselves and others. And we are to be in God's kingdom and have a personal delight to act. Even though it may involve some sacrifice, it is a question of allegiance. We are not to be like the worldly kingdom or the worldly realms or those things that are posed upon us. And in this kingdom, our allegiance stresses our mission to one another, looking beyond ourselves, our own personal desires, and to give. Not just give to God, but make giving a priority, one that comes from the heart. To do that which is special, that is important to one another. I wanted to do something special for my family one time. So I thought I would cook a special dinner and surprise them with it. And it was going to be a surprise until the fire trucks showed up. But we are to be flames for the kingdom. Our tool is to be this fire, to remove the old. Use this fire to cleanse and to purify and to create that which is new. Our task is to see that the fire of the kingdom is kindled in the present, in the moment, and not let the opportunities pass.